mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two in our worldwide transmission against tyranny. Joining you from the front lines of the info war, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, infowars.net, and a bunch of other great ones. Okay, listen, I only covered a couple articles last hour, and I'm literally looking at about 95 others that I need to get to. So I'm going to rapid machine gun fire through them. After we get through the next three callers who've been holding the longest, Sherry, Adam, Steve, then we'll go to Larry and others after that. Sherry in Oregon, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just read an article off of JeffRentz.com that Senator Bill Frist plans to file a bill that would define political paranoia as a mental disorder.
Yes, I did see that. Why don't you tell folks about it? You know, they've introduced hundreds in the last 5 years of new medical terms. If you don't like being searched, it's a mental illness. If you don't like giving up your bodily fluids to the government, it's a mental illness. Everything is a mental illness.
Well, I want to make a plea to the American people. I already called Fritz's office this morning. And basically, Alex, I'm a registered nurse, and from my observation, this man is a sociopath. He is delusional. He is paranoid, and he is psychotic.
Well, no, I would just say that the elite, I mean, the Soviets grabbed millions saying they were mentally ill and sent them to work camps. The Nazis did this. I mean, our government's been grabbing people for 100 years saying they're crazy. They locked up Galileo for saying the world was round. Was it Galileo or was it the other guy? The point is that this is nothing new. I mean, you know, 5,000 years ago, the witch doctor, if you disagreed with him, would say you were loco and possessed by demons. So basically, this is the new thing. They don't call you a witch, you know, when they're the witches. That's actually what the witch hunts were. They were devil worshippers disguising their Satanism in a witch hunt. Again, that's how everything's actually a complex inverse of itself. But no, I mean, tell folks who just joined us about this latest abomination.
Pardon?
Tell us about the news article.
Oh, I'll just read it briefly to you. It says, when the 109th Congress convenes in Washington in January, Senator Bill Frist, the first practicing physician elected to the Senate since 1928, plans to file a bill that would define political paranoia as a mental disorder, paving the way for individuals who suffer paranoid delusions regarding voter fraud, political persecution, and FBI surveillance to receive Medicare reimbursement for any psychiatric treatment they receive. This is written by Hermione Slatkin, medical correspondent for the Swift Report. Rick Smith, a spokesman for Senator Frist.
No, I saw the article. Yeah, it's crazy. Look, they're going to forcibly psychologically test all the children. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, Alex, I'm going to investigate filing a court case against Senator Frist.
Because you're ill, my dear.
Yes, I know. I'm very ill.
No, soon it's going to be all right.
Well, I'm encouraging other Americans to step up to this and fight back.
You're in a facility for a few years after the electroshock and the drugs, it's not going to hurt anymore, Sherry. You're going to join them. You're going to love Big Brother.
No, I'm not, Alex.
You're going to go to the Chestnut Cafe.
I'm going to die fighting.
You're going to drink your gin at the Chestnut Cafe?
Oh, no.
I sold you and you sold me?
It's just horrible, Alex. I was so angry when I read this.
Don't you... You know what the Chestnut Cafe is, don't you?
No, I don't.
1984.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, I have seen that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to comment on that, and I just hope other Americans will stand up and fight against this. We need to do something about this bill.
No, fabulous, fabulous idea. Do you want to hold over and make more comments on it?
No, that's okay. I think if you want to comment on... Okay, thank you, Alex.
I just kind of was jumping in, and I felt bad for that, because you're a very eloquent, wonderful person. Thanks for the call. Please call back. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, masses of key news, vital information coming up here momentarily. Adam in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I found some good material for you over the weekend I'd like to send to you for your new video or anything else that you're going to be getting into.
What is it?
Well, speaking of mental disorders, let's go back to the I believe it was the second Bush debate, where he was, where there was questions about whether he was wearing an earpiece during the debate, and where he, you know, cut no one off in the middle of his rant, and you know, said, "Will you let me finish this?" While he was in the middle of the giving an answer when nobody had interrupted him. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And last weekend on the National Geographic Channel, I saw a show about the Secret Service, and there was about a minute or so where they're all in this room and they're putting on their shirts. And they all had the transceiver boxes on the back of their on their vests, where it was plainly visible. And then when they put on their jackets, in this clip, it shows it really well. You can see the bulge sticking up off the top of the suit jacket, just like Bush's was during the debate.
No, they have little earpieces that go inside the ear canal, and
mm-hmm.
I have no doubt. Look. I mean, in fact, we have these clips on the computer up at the network. Perhaps they can find them. But it's where Bush is going, wait a minute, hold on. The reporter asked him a question. He goes, you know you're supposed to give me these before written. This is scripted. He goes, hold on a minute. I'm waiting for something to pop in my head. And he just sits there going, uh-huh, to himself going, uh-huh, uh-huh. All right, well, just pop in my head. It's supposed to. I mean, there's no doubt. Either he's a complete lunatic a complete mental patient, or he's got an earpiece. Go ahead.
Last night on the History Channel, they had another special, and it was about the new stealth technology that the soldiers are going to be using in the future, the basically the future soldier with the super suit that can produce holographic illusions for camouflage.
Well, yeah, they already have this. It's as thin as a newspaper, a little bit thicker. And what it is it you've got a camera on your back, and it projects the image on a TV screen on your front, and a camera on the front, and your actual uniform is a TV screen. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Predator. They already have armored vehicles that are like that. And the arm, and they're secret, but they've gone public with it. Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia has done some reports on it. And go ahead and finish what you were saying.
The new helmets that the soldiers are going to be wearing have the bone conduction built into the helmet, where it'll just resonate the soldier's skull, and that's how they'll be able to hear their commands instead of wearing an earpiece on the helmet. And I actually have the tape queued up to that point if you want to hear the clip. But
well, sure.
Talk about it.
The patent on that's from 1954. We're going to be getting Dr. Begich on about that. How long is the clip?
Maybe a minute.
Okay, just make sure your phone's about 8 inches from the speaker and then
Turn
it up.
Okay. Sure. Get it going here.
Now, for those who don't believe in this, they have Coke machines now in Japan that broadcast directly to your skull ads as you walk past them.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Look at the rundown coming up at
15. Okay. Design that will become the critical component of the warrior's survival.
On the left-hand side is a thermal imaging sight, which allows the soldier to see in not only traditional infrared, but also thermal images. So the soldier can identify targets in a nighttime environment. On the right-hand side is infrared target designator, target locator, which allows the soldier to identify, locate a target, and pinpoint that target to other soldiers so we can bring more massed fire to the individual target.
The new fighter will eventually be able to view images from these sites on a tiny screen that will drop down over his eye. This small eyepiece will approximate a 17-inch color monitor displaying the conditions of battle around him. Each helmet also holds a small friend or foe sensor. When friendly soldiers or aircraft target this fighter, the sensor instantly signals, "He's one of us. Hold your fire."
You'll notice that in the helmet system, there's no earphones or microphones. We've actually moved into what's called bone conduction, which is a sensor that sits on the human skull and registers the vibration of actual speech, so the head becomes a transceiver for sound. What's really nice is it allows the soldier to be quieter, so he doesn't have to worry about a radio going off and giving away his position in a battlefield environment.
And that's it.
Very interesting. Send that to me.
Yeah, okay. And looks like Bush doesn't have to worry about drawing up for a debate anymore either. what he's gonna say.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for the call.
All right.
Now, this stuff is real, and you aren't totally invisible, speaking of the invisibility suits, but what it does is it's like a watery image. I don't really know how to describe it. It looks like the descriptions of ghosts, you know, where it's like you really can't see it. It's like shimmering there in the air. That's what these things do. And it's actually an array of tiny cameras on the back, and it picks up an image of what's directly behind you and then transmits that to the uniform and the face mask that itself is a TV screen or a filament. And then, of course, you have cameras on the front and cameras on the side, and you know, the cameras on the front put the image on the back. The cameras on the back put the image on the front. And they've got these armored vehicles that do this. And I've seen television demonstrations of it, and it looks like that movie, The Predator, where, the evil space alien has come to hunt the humans and has the invisibility suit. But what that piece mentioned are these little transponders that are in the uniforms now. But the military's been saying, you know, this is a problem because the enemy can get our uniforms, and they show up as a friendly in this total battlefield system they have with satellite integration and the troops all looking at computer screens and their helmets. And so that's the argument for chipping the troops themselves. Then the enemy can't get the chips. So it's a major league jump into the New World Order. Well, they say, what, by 2010, half the Air Force is going to be drone. And projecting out from there, there'll be a day when almost every aircraft is remote controlled. And then it adds a whole other facet to this. The troops won't have to be up close to those they kill. It'll all be a video game. The computer screen actually will even take the video, quote, enhance it, so put it into kind of a cartoon look, and you'll just be killing the enemy that way. And they've got already battle droids, and they're not like the, you know, robots in Star Wars or something. But one example was in the one of the big papers about a year ago out of Hawaii, and it showed this tank, this mini tank or droid that has multiple treads and retractable treads, and it looks like something out of a cartoon. I mean, it's got like 10 guns on the front and back of it. It's just a blister of weapons, and it shows a SWAT team with the big armored shields all firing machine guns at it. And it's not firing at them, they were just testing its armor. And these things are remote controlled, so you'll have these rolling around, and back at a base, it could be in Africa, it could be in California, it could be in New York, it could be in Wiesbaden, you know, Germany, it could be anywhere on the globe, Antarctica, controlled by satellite, with somebody sitting in a simulator, and they're just driving around these little mini-tanks or these attack droids. And then the next wave of technology is just to take the human out of it completely, where there's mass programs, and these things are programmed where the robot face scans you and just goes around face scanning people, or the biometrics of your walk or your run, just killing people on contact, just seeking and destroying. And they've got smaller ones that go into your house and kill you, and pretty serious. Yeah, it's 2005, boys and girls. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alan.
Good to talk to you.
Some information. The CB-67 USS John F. Kennedy was supposed to be decommissioned back in the mid-90s. I served my time in the early 90s on there. Basically, it was more like a political party barge. I was stuck down in four main machinery room. The BT boiler technician.
For those that just joined us, we had an active duty individual call in talking about, and just a side note, mentioned that particular non-nuclear aircraft carrier. Why do you call it a political party barge?
It's more like more of an advertisement. They just tow people around. Normally, from November to April, they do a 6-month Mediterranean tour. It's just basically just go around port to port visiting people. I mean, it's really nothing major, you know. Like New York City, Fleet Week, I think that's in June or July, I can't remember. That's the only aircraft carrier that they'll let up there. Any nuclear aircraft carriers, they will not let them up there. One weekend, you go up there, and basically everybody just goes out and parties, you know. It's really kind of weird.
Interesting. Know? What else is on your mind?
Yesterday on Meet the Press, I can't remember the lady's name. They were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she was basically saying, I don't know how true it is, that she pretty much guesses he's about one amendment away from presidency.
Well, was she pro-Arnold?
That I don't know.
Well, was it a blonde woman?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Morgenthau or Jones, was it?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Well, no, I mean, the Kennedy biographer is writing an authorized biography, and it's been in the newspaper. It's coming out this year, and it says that Arnold is going to be running for president, that quote, the secret plan to put him into the presidency.
What can we do?
Well, I mean, it just shows our humiliation as a country. By the way, we're working on that. We're going to get those ads out in California. Thanks for the support with ArnoldExposed.com. That's coming up. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. I'm going to come back and cover news. and then go back to your call. Stay with us.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
All right, more of your calls are coming up later at 1-800-259-9231. Right now I'm going to plunge into news. This is from World Net Daily. Let Bin Laden stay free, says ex-number 3 CIA man, warns capturing most wanted terrorists could trigger new wave of attacks. Now, again, they were saying they were going to capture him. I got this from a White House source. Never said it was going to be true or not. Said it could be disinfo right before the election. And the next best thing happened for the globalists. Even Karl Rove told New York papers, quote, a gift from Bin Laden. He came out and basically, you know, Bush is evil. Well, the reverse effect's going to happen. Bin Laden's not stupid. if you even believe that new videotape that showed up. But this new statement about let bin Laden go, this coming from the guy who was directly implicated but never investigated for the abnormal market activity days before 9/11. 3 years after the attack on New York World Trade Center, the manhunt for Osama bin Laden has failed to produce the world's most wanted terrorist. And according to former number three man at the CIA, that's just fine. Former Central Intelligence Agency executive A.B. Buzzy Krongard has told the London Times that letting the al-Qaeda leader run free may actually make the world a safer place. You can make the argument that we'd better off with him at large, Krongard said, because if something happens to bin Laden, you might find a lot of people vying for his position and demonstrating how macho they are by unleashing a stream of terror. Krongard, former head of A.B. Brown & Co., a Baltimore-based investment bank, came to the CIA in 98 as the director, George Tenet's counsel. He was appointed executive director to the CIA in March 2001 by President Bush. Krongard, 68, stepped down 6 weeks ago as the agency's third most senior executive following the appointment of Porter Goss as director. And no mention of him in insider trading. Continuing, guilty plea in fatal Mason's initiation shooting. Remember earlier this year, a Masonic ritual with black altars and goat's heads, and they were firing a gun by the man's head being initiated and blew his head off. Same stuff goes on at Bohemian Grove. You know, they do these mock sacrifices, and I guess sometimes it gets a little bit out of control. And it says, the man who accidentally shot to death a Freemason lodge member in a botched initiation ceremony last year pleaded guilty to homicide charges in a Riverhead court Friday. Albert Eid, 77, pled guilty to criminally negligent homicide and was sentenced to 5 years probation. 5 years probation by Suffolk County Court Judge C. Randall. I wonder if C. Randall Henrich is a member of the lodge. The plea and sentence were negotiated by prosecutors with the consent of the family of the victim, William James, 47, of Medford. Folks, I predicted this guy would get probation. So sick. A shaken and emotional Id wept openly during the sentencing. William was my friend, and it's terrible, he said. The accident occurred on March 7th in the basement of the Southside Masonic Temple. James was sentenced, was seated on a chair, this was in Long Island, with tin cans placed on a platform beside his head as part of the ceremony, which was for a social club related to that lodge. Id was to shoot a gun filled with only blanks at James as other lodge brothers knocked over the cans with a stick. Ed also had a gun loaded with live ammunition, which he showed to James to scare him before the ceremony. But from just 20 feet away, Id accidentally pulled out the wrong gun and fired at James, hitting him in the nose and killing him. I'm going to stop right there. Number one, I don't believe we can rule this out as not being an accident. Actually, do a search for Klan or Masonic ritual deaths, accidental deaths, accidentally hanging people, accidentally shooting people. And you say, what's the Klan have to do with it? It's a Masonic organization. Check the encyclopedia if you don't believe me. And there's been quite a few of these. So I'm not sure it's an accident, and they cover it up, and he gets a few years probation. But even if it is an accident, which I hope it is, I probably can tell you which ritual this is. They have a whole bunch of them where you go into higher levels of initiation where you have to do blood oaths. But if you ever let any secrets out, you'll kill people, including your family, in order to do so. And that is, you'll go kill people who've let information out, or that you understand you're going to be killed if you ever let any secrets out. And they do lots of this stuff. So, very Christian, you know, down there on a black altar shooting people in the head. Just very, very conservative. When we get back, folks, I haven't even gotten to the really important news yet. We'll go over it. And take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. The website, of course, is prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes, but let's keep going over the news for now. Bush the King blows $50 million on coronation. This out of the Observer. President's lavish inauguration is obscene when U.S. troops are dying in Iraq war, says critics. It will be one of the biggest parties in American history, but half of the country will be left out with a price tag of up to $50 million. President George W. Bush's inauguration is 11 days' time, will be an unabashed celebration of red America's victory over blue America in last November's election. It is going to be the most expensive, most security-obsessed event in the history of Washington, D.C. An army of 10,000 police, Secret Service officers, and FBI agents will patrol the Capitol for 4 days of massive celebrations that some critics have described as reminiscent of the lavish Scheidlings thrown by Louis the 14th, France's extravagant Sun King. Lavish shindigs. I invented a word there earlier. Okay, now, here's the deal. I have the Washington Times. They are hiring, 400 members of the TSA. You know, the people with the turbans who don't speak English, who grope your wife. Really, a lot of times it's like that. At these airports, you've heard the horror stories. And Of course, they're not all in turbans. I'm being sarcastic. But in some cases, it really is illegal aliens working there doing this. It's been in the news. They're actually hiring them to take them to D.C. to a special form of psychological behaviorism where just key things you do mean that you're going to be interrogated or arrested. Any type of criticism, protest, it's just not allowed. It's in the newspaper. Just, we're sorry, that might be terror-related. And so there's going to be 400 of these individuals commanding the police and the National Guard that will be out in attendance. So we're going to have the TSA as the commanders of all this, as I said they would do 3 years ago. Not because I have a crystal ball, but because I saw Ridge on television on C-SPAN for 2 hours with all these big corporate CEOs in one of the office buildings at the Capitol saying that we're going to take what we do in the airports and we're going to duplicate it. This is even before Ridge got funding, right before the funding bill went through, saying that it's going to be at the bus terminals and the highways and the schools, and you're going to have a national ID card to have a job, and they laid it all out. And so the type of harassment you get at the airport, you see, is slowly spreading across the nation. Shifting gears, this is out of the Weekly Standard that Mr. Crystal edits. Again, poses as a conservative, neocon chieftain. And this article, the UN sex scandal, is a good article. And it's written by Joseph Lokenet. It just came out a few days ago. But the article talks about the UN and kidnapping and torture and kidnapping children and all the horrible things they do. The sex trade, white slavery, industrialized, the UN's evil, let's shut them down. Everywhere they go, they do this. They're a bunch of perverts. But they don't mention how DynCorp in Serbia contracted with the UN for flying out 200,000 women and children to undisclosed locations as part of a sex trade. And some of the women were also being flown out just to be slave maids in houses in Saudi Arabia and Malaysia. And yes, in Israel too, folks. They're one of the biggest traffickers and users of this. No mention of how our government gives DynCorp all the big contracts in Iraq for security and the big contracts in Afghanistan and other areas in this country. DynCorp has since changed their name. They're always doing that. But the point is that they lost the suit. They fired a DynCorp employee. Other UN people went public, so we're not going to be part of this. And they took them to civil court and won in civil court. This came out. So, see, there's... It's like when they get into Bill Clinton giving nuclear reactors to North Korea and the evil traitor Madeleine Albright, oh, she's so bad. But then there's no mention that it was Donald Rumsfeld making the transfer. So, see, they have these fake fights to make you think they're against the UN and to make you think they're the moral, upstanding people fighting all of this. Whereas in reality, the neocons are intimately involved in covering this whole thing up. And there's so many other examples of this. I've got an article here out of MSNBC where George Bush and Bill Clinton love each other. They're buddies, and it shows them hugging and smiling, and man, they really agree on so many policies, which is true. And they're friends. Well, yeah, Bill Clinton met with George Herbert Walker Bush 11 times from 1991 to 92, quietly in private meetings. It was all staged. The whole election wasn't even real. It was meant to get Clinton in there to co-opt the Democrats to get the agenda through. And they were drug dealers together at MENA, Arkansas. I've interviewed the actual CIA officers unloading in the cocaine. So it goes way back, folks. It's like WWF wrestling. Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, after they have the grudge match, they go have a beer together and, you know, eat a hamburger. Yep. And I know you want to call me up and say, no, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man really fight, or, you know, The Rock and The Undertaker really fight today, and, you know, it's real. Look, it's not real, okay? Well, just like you have to be told that that's not real, some of you, Look, politics at this level is staged, folks. It's totally staged. Great example, Bush and Kerry being cousins, being members of the same secret society, on and on and on. Their policy's almost identical, and then Kerry doesn't challenge the fraudulent results of the election because it was staged, staged, staged. And so they do this over and over again. And so you read this article, and it's how UN Secretary General Kofi Annan had to admit that UN peacekeepers and staff had sexually abused or exploited war refugees in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And it goes on and on. And then they talk about the worst of the 150 or so allegations of misconduct. Misconduct, some of them captured on video, include pedophilia, rape, and prostitution. Folks, we had photos of UN troops, was in the New American, barbecuing small children over fires and beating them to death. I mean, that was 6-7 years ago. But again, 150, the UN got been convicted in civil court of 200,000 in one country. But again, see, that's how they manage the news. Here's a press release, news release, headquarters, United States Central Command, MacDill Air Force Base, Florida, for immediate release. Detainee dies of apparent natural causes. We see one of these every week. A security detainee died Wednesday afternoon at Camp Buka internment facility of what appears to be natural causes. An autopsy is pending, determined the cause of death. Detainees notified the guards at approximately 2:40 p.m. that the individual appeared to be suffering a medical problem. A medic immediately provided life-saving first aid for what appeared to be cardiac arrest. The detainee was immediately transferred to the internment facility aid station, where the medical staff continued life-saving measures, which failed to revive him. He was a 31-year-old male who had held as an internee since August 2004 as a threat to the security of Iraq. He was not being treated for any medical conditions. So, just a lot of 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 35-year-olds, and then later the families get the bodies, and there's burn marks, shot marks on the bottom of their feet, teeth pulled out with pliers, fingernails all missing, bruises from head to toe. And they just give them to the family and go, he had a heart attack. I don't know about this case. This just came out, but we've seen many of these. Oh, just he had a boo-boo, you know. Just had a little problem. Well, this is a war after all. Pentagon considering assassinations and kidnapping special forces in Iraq. Oh, and guess what? This is a positive article from MSNBC. By positive, they just talk about it being pretty good, you know. And then they just come right out and say that, well, yeah, we're going to start. And they even name it after Latin American operations where they'd kill whole families. We have a little comment here. Practicing terrorism, the name of fighting terrorism, we need to be told that terrorists kidnap and kill people. I guess it becomes moral when the authorities are behind it. And MSNBC begins, what to do about the deepening quagmire of Iraq? The Pentagon's latest approach is being called the Salvador option. And the fact that it is being discussed at all is a measure of just how worried Donald Rumsfeld really is. What everyone agrees is that we can't go on as we are, one senior military officer told Newsweek. We have to find a way to take the offensive against the insurgents. Right now, we are playing defense. And we are losing. Well, you're losing. Last November's operation in Fallujah, most analysts agree, succeeded less in breaking the back of the insurgency, as Marine General John Sattler optimistically declared at the time, than it did in spreading it. Folks, the Pentagon knew it was going to spread it. They know that when one sniper shoots at somebody and they arrest all the men in a town of 5,000 down to age 10 and then bulldoze every date palm, every tangerine orchard. I mean, they know. They know, folks, that they've made everybody the enemy. This is the plan. It's P2OG, the Pentagon plan, to enrage the Arab world, to make them fight even harder, to widen the war so the globalists make more money prosecuting the war. And so then we can be seen as the bad cop at the end of it, and the UN comes in as the savior. Now Newsweek has learned the Pentagon is intensively debating an option that dates back to the still-secret strategy in the Reagan administration's battle against the leftist guerrilla insurgency in El Salvador in the early 80s. Now again, a month ago we got the mainstream articles out of Latin America where thousands of the former torture masters and secret police and known drug dealers are being hired upwards of $200,000, $300,000 a year to go there and do this. They can't even find enough of our soldiers to torture and kill and murder, so they're hiring the Latin American death squads. But here it is in MSNBC. Then faced with a losing war against Salvadorian rebels, the U.S. government funded or supported nationalist forces that allegedly included so-called death squads directed to hunt down and kill rebel leaders and sympathizers. Eventually, the insurgency was quelled, and many U.S. conservatives considered, yeah, you're conservatives, banning 50 cals, pro-abortion, everything, the policy to have been a success despite the deaths of innocent civilians and the subsequent Iran-Contra arms for hostages scandal. Again, arming al-Qaeda and Iran as usual. According to current administration officials who dealt with Central America back then is John Negroponte, who's been sent to Iraq, who is today the U.S. ambassador to Iraq under Reagan. He was ambassador to Honduras. Following that model, one Pentagon proposal would send special forces teams to advise, support, and possibly train Iraqi soldiers, most likely hand-picked Kurdish fighters and Shiite militiamen, to target Sunni insurgents and their sympathizers, even cross the border into Syria and attack, according to military insiders familiar with the discussions. It remains unclear, however, whether this would be a policy of assassination or so-called snatch and grab operations in which the targets are sent to secret facilities for interrogation. Ah, then we can hear about 18-year-olds and 31-year-olds dying of heart attacks, can't we? His heart just gave out. It looks like he was put through a wood chipper, but that's what happens when you have a heart attack. Didn't you know that? We're just blowing off some steam. Here's another one. This is out of the Advertiser. Soldier who made Iraqis jump off bridge, killing one, gets just 6 months, is not discharged. And it says that the young men were caught out after 9 o'clock at night, breaking their curfew. They said they were coming back from visiting a friend's house. And so they drowned them systematically. And that's just what you get. Here's Paul Watson's comment above this. If a police officer had done this in America, would he be allowed back on the force? They are able to get off so lightly because of one overriding precept, that Iraqis are subhuman and thus you can treat them 10 times worse than anybody else. This truly obliterates the myth that the U.S. is over there to liberate them. Remember, the cardinal sin committed by the Iraqis was that they broke a 9 p.m. curfew. Curfews are another example of how we gave them freedom. Up is down, down is up. Well, now they say the people let back into Fallujah have been given ID cards with retina scans, and they even said on NBC, on NBC Nightly News, if you're caught going anywhere but your house or to work or to an aid station, you are killed. Deadly force, they blow your head off. Here's another one. Sharon considered Mideast war to distract from corruption probe. This is in the major Israeli papers. One of the most conservative members of Sharon's party has gone public, saying that Sharon said to distract from his corruption probe that they might need to go ahead and invade local Arab countries as a distraction. Here's that article I mentioned earlier. Metro officers keep a keen eye on riders' new behavioral profiling techniques. TSA training help target suspicious subway passengers. 911 and the Passion top at the People's Choice Awards. Two controversial films that define the odds to earn millions. Two controversial films that defied the odds to earn millions at the box office joined a familiar green org to take top honors at the 31st Annual People's Choice Awards. The Passion of the Christ and Fahrenheit 9/11 both won. Showing, I would say, that people want alternative news, alternative forms of information. They are sick and tired of establishment PAP. Presidents Bubba and W warming up to each other. Again, I mentioned this. MSNBC shows them smiling and loving each other. For years now, George W. used to call him the Shadow and promised a fresh start by pledging to uphold the honor and dignity of the presidency again, blocking Dan Burton's committee that could have had Bill Clinton arrested. He even joked to late-night TV's David Letterman that one of the top 10 priorities in the White House would be to give the Oval Office one heck of a scrubbing. But then President Bush welcomed Bill Clinton into that same office last week. Those barbs were ancient history after Clinton remarked how much he liked the new Oval Office rug. Bush encouraged him. Folks, this is sick. This is totally sick. I mean, when Herbert Walker Bush 41, isn't giving Schwarzenegger awards, he's giving them to Ted Kennedy. How much he loves him. It's all staged. All right, we'll come back, take calls, then get into 85-year-old man beaten, pepper sprayed by police. Wait till you hear why this World War II vet was beaten so savagely. And a bunch of key antidepressant news. Prozac, Eli Lilly knew it was 1,200 times higher suicide rate. Covered it up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's real simple, my friends. If we accept the globalists that own and run our government and use it as its engine of control, if we accept them murdering Iraqi children and torturing people to death and the rest of it, it's all going to come back on us. The establishment's that's getting away with it over there is also getting away with it over here. And it's wrong. It's very, very dangerous. Before I go to Larry and Ruth and John and Sheila and Jerry and everybody else, There's so much news coming up in the next hour. Just briefly, PrisonPlanet.tv, all 11 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, the latest that's going out, we just got authorized by the wonderful producer of Muhammad Atta and the Flying Circus on 9/11, Daniel Hopsinger, to post it. That's going to be going up on PrisonPlanet.tv here in the next day or two. This PrisonPlanet.tv is wonderful. I hope you go sign up for it. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. And, of course, if you want a hard copy of any of my films, we've still got these incredible discounts going. 1-888-253-3139. Order any of my films. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, American Dictators, Matrix of Evil. 1-888-253-3139. Or order hard copies of any of my films online at InfoWars.com. All right, Larry in Louisiana, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, have you ever read Scott Fitzgerald's books?
Refresh my memory.
He wrote some time back, I can't remember the exact dates, about the rich global elite that taking charge of government through the use of money.
Yeah, I don't think I've read his books.
Okay, good. What I called you about was a news story, mainstream news story. The day of the earthquake, they said that the earth was actually rocked on its rotation axis. And the
earth sped up, too. The spinning is sped up.
Okay, well, that's what they said. The day was incrementally shorter. Could you get a hold of somebody from Fort Collins, Colorado? Because every 8 years or so, they have to adjust the atomic clock in nanoseconds, which a nanosecond...
They said what it was. It was the earth got smaller by 8 millimeters, and it spun up some tiny percentage of a second, I forget.
Yeah,
now, it's still spinning faster now.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. It's still in a different rotation state. A nanosecond is the time it takes the electron to move one pass around a hydrogen element. That's the way...
It was a percentage of a second. It was a lot bigger than a nanosecond.
It was even bigger than nanoseconds, and it's still in an accelerated rate of rotation.
Yeah, but the Earth speeds up and slows down. I mean, that happens.
That's been measured before?
Yes.
You have news stories that's been reported
Yes.
before?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
And it is confirmed that Diego Garcia was warned, and they then warned the British base there.
Well, sure. They have submarine sensors in every ocean. The whole thing was known. They just didn't warn the people. The animals knew, didn't they?
Well, it's admitted now that they had like 2 hours warning but didn't warn anybody. I wonder why.
Well, I think you have to have a big test to go save somebody, don't you?
It makes a great diversion. I mean, they certainly knew and did nothing. The stories of did the government cause it. I mean, I don't go there because I can't prove it. But now everybody's starting to say that.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever listened to a release in 1964 by Robert Zimmerman called Ballad of a Thin Man?
I think so.
Yeah, what do you make of that? Anything? It reminds me of you walking through the Bohemian Grove, I'll tell you.
Well, send me a copy of it.
Okay.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate an interesting call. We'll start the third hour. Paul Watson for his once-a-week jaunt with us. Will be joining us, but we'll go to your calls as well very early in this hour. In fact, by the second segment, we'll go right to your calls in the second segment. Ruth and John and Sheila and Jerry and everybody else. And there's just so much news, just so much that we haven't even gotten to yet about the drugging of the public, about tasering 85-year-old veterans, you name it.